Yud Ches Sivan, Friday the 24th of June, Rabbi Michael Sorotskin, Reconstitution of the Torah. Reconstitution of the Torah. It's an English word, look it up.
Certainly hope that by the time we exit, the name and the topic will be very well understood. I'd like to introduce you to a fantastic Goyen, a fantastic Vilna Gaon, and maybe we shall together have some clarity, a crystal ball, in those holy words of the Gaon. Moshe Rabbeinu in this week's Sedra is having a difficulty to rule himself. He would like to have a joint venture with a government of 70 zekenim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, as for Lishivim Zikainim, please collect 70 people, the Gemara says, 6 from every Shevet, with 2 missing, and collect them, they will help you to conduct and to be a leader of all the main issues needed to be addressed in Klal Yisrael. Vayesoif shivim zikenim mizikne yohom, vayamedo isom svivo isho oyel. Vayered Hashem beonon, vayedaber eilov, vayoatzel min horuach asher nosan olov, vayiten al shivim hazikenim. Vayhi kenoyach alehem haruach, vayisnabu velo yosofu. Lo yosofu, Rashi brings down the Gemara, that the Shivim Zekenim had a concept of Nevuah, of Ruach HaKodesh, only at the very same day that this parasha takes place. Vayisharu shnei anoshim b'machane, shem ho'echod Eldod, v'shem ha'sheini Meidod. Vatonoch aleim haruach v'heimo baksuvim, v'lo yotzu ohoheilo v'yisnabu b'machane. Vayoratz hanar vayageid lemoyshe vayoymar Eldod umeidod misnabim b'machane. I'll give you some kind of historical background for all of you who don't know. Eldod umeidod were brothers of Moshe Rabbeinu. When Amram was megarish Yocheved, as I state in Targum Yenison in Heintike Parsha, when he was Megarish Yocheved, Shemo Echod Eldod v'Shemo de Tinyona Meidot Bnoi de Elitzofon ben Parnoch, the Yeladis le Yoyledis Baslevi Bizman de Potro Amom Gavri v'Yisnasev le Adelo Yolde Es Moshe Ushro Aleyen Ruach Nevuo. Eldod u'Meidot, I got news for you, were half brothers of Moshe, they shared a mother. They were the sons of Elitzofon bar Parnoch, who married Yocheved when Amram divorced her. Prior to Moshe Rabbeinu, they were older. So they were half-brothers of Moshe. Vayoratz hanar, this is all a family issue. The nar state in Gemara, Rashi brings down, Zgershoim ben Moshe. Vayoyma Eldad the Meidad misnabe mamachane, those two brothers, half-brothers of you, Vayan Yeshua Binun Mishores Moshe Mibchurov Vayomer Anoi Adoini Moshe Kloeim. Okay, there's several discussions in many Gemaras and Midrashim. What is Adoini Moshe Kloeim? But he says, you know, these guys are continuing with the Ruach HaKodesh, and he tells them Adoini, three words. Adoini Moshe Kloeim. Pashtus, the Pashtone Amikro mean, Chloeim, you shall put him in jail. Put him in the base Hakele. The Gemara in Sanhedrin would like to suggest, Hatei Laleim Tzor Chetzibu Vem Kolim Beinem, we have to stop this Nevuah. It can't be. Are you jealous? Are you mekane the king of Moshe Rabbeinu? Umiiten kol am Hashem neviim ki iiten Hashem esruchoy aleim. Don't worry about it. Forget. I'm very happy if Gantz Klal Yisrael will come to my madrega of nevi. But the one who is fighting for Moshe Rabbeinu's exclusivity of being an everlasting navi is Yeshua Binu. He cannot see Moshe's half-brothers becoming Nevi'im, unlike the other 70 Zakenim who only got Ruach HaKodesh for the day. They're continuously getting the Parsha of Nevuah, and he doesn't want it. Zok the Goy. Listen to a couple words of the Goy. Yehoshua Binun is getting a punishment. There's a Gemara, a very famous Gemara in Temura, in Dafta Zion. The Gemara says, when Moshe Rabbeinu dies, phenomenal Gemara, when Moshe Rabbeinu dies, on the day of his Petira, he goes to Yeshua Binu. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, Gemara in Temura, Dafta Zion Amud Aleph. Beshoa Shenifta Moshe Rabbeinu Leganein, Omar Lo Yeshua, Sh'al Mimeni Kol Sfeikas Sheyesh Lecha. Could you please ask any suffix that you have? Omar lo Rebbe klu minachticha sho achas ve'olachti lemokoy macher lo yikach kosavto bi umeshor se Yeshua binuna lo yom mishmitoicha oyel. I shouldn't have any suffix. You testified in Torah that Yeshua binuna lo yom mishmitoicha oyel. Miad toshash koichoy shel Yeshua, says Rashi, because ba'avoin shegorom lahachlish daito shel Moshe. Shenitztayr Moshe al Yeshua shehoya gadol kamoisei. Ki'ilu Moshe, who is the honor of Mikol Adam in this week's Sedra, has a certain chalisha sadas that Yeshua tells him, there's no difference between us. Just as much as you know everything, I know everything. So in that avoin, toshash koichoi, he lost his strength. Venishtakhu mimenu shloish meois alochis. He forgot 300 alochis. Venodulu shva meois sfeikas. And he had 700 sfeikas in Divrei Torah that were born in that remembered moment. Ubikshu kol Yisrael lehogoi. They wanted to kill him. This is a Gemara. So Yeshua Binun, the very same Yeshua Binun that's fighting for Moshe's exclusivity, being above the Nevuah, here, he comes to Moshe, he says, what are you asking me? I should ask you a question, any question marks I have. I am just like you. And for that, Yeshua is getting a punishment. And he's losing 300 halachas, and he has 700 tzveikas born. Says the Goya. Aval pichein, the Gemara says, hechziron osniel ben kenaz mitoich pilpule. I don't know if you know, but Kolev ben Yefuna had a beautiful daughter, her name was Achso Bas Kolev. And he said, anybody who is catching, who is captured, is conquering Kiryas Sefer, I will give my daughter Achso Leisha. And the Gemara says, of course, it doesn't mean physical milchama, but it means he wanted to reconstitute those halachas which were forgotten in the times of Yehoshua. And Osniel ben Kenaz, he was a great Talmid Chacham, Hechziron mitoich pilpuloi, via his pilpul, he was able to reconstitute those halachas which were forgotten in the Me'ev HaMoshe. At Kandik Mor, says the Goyen, if you take the words Adoini Moshe Kloeim, says the Goyen, Adoini is Oisius Adnus, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which this is Moshe Kibol Toyer Misina, Moshe is getting the everlasting Toyer with zero, zero forgetfulness. But the word kloeim is begematria, says the Goyen, 91. Chof is 20, lamed is 30, aleph is 1, and mem is 40, which is the gematria of the word omein. Says the Goyen that the yachas between the Torah that was before and after is the same yachas between making a bracha and saying an amen. Beforehand, even though we say kol ha'ayne amen ki'ilu mevorech, but it's ki'ilu. The first mevorech is the real mekoy. The amen is shemea ke'ayne ve'amen ke'mevorech. He's just listening in. The same Yehoshua Binun, who were given to Moshe Rabbeinu Chalishu Sadas because he says, I'm equal to you, and he lost it. Also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? You'll lose it, but I'll let you regain it, reconstitute it. Why? Because you said, Adoini Moshe Kloim. But it will not be the same exactly Adoini Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, but you'd rather be Kloim, would be like Anias Amen, which is somebody who's listening into the bracha, but is not actually, in fact, making the bracha himself. So Yeshua, who is the one who is going to be machlish daitoy, at very time in the history, had his chance where he said Moshe should be above and beyond anybody else. And he was mekane. So in fact, by the words Adoini Moshe Kloim of the Goyen, he was zoiche, that even when he got a punishment, Torah was reconstituted thereafter in a generation later. I'd like to learn with you a little bit of history. There's a Gemara. I'd like to ask a question. There's a Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Megillah. Shteit in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Manzapach, does anybody know where the word Manzapach is? The Oisiyos Soifiyos, Mem Nun Tzadik Peichof, Soifim Amorum. The Oisiyos, the end of Oisiyos, Schloss Mem, Langenun, etc., etc., Nevi'e Hadoyres Amor. For the more Akash Vetisbro, Vaxi Ve'ila Amitza Shein HaNovi Rashoy Lechadish Dover Me'ato, the Novi cannot establish anything Me'ato, says the Gemara, Ve'oid, Tanya Mem, Ve'samuch Shebelucha Is B'nei So Yo'aydin. It says the Mem, since the Luchas were cut through and through, so the Mem, which doesn't have the inner part of the Mem, doesn't have anything to hold it. Every other Ois is attached to the Luach, but the Mem, Ve'samuch Shebelucha Is B'nei So Yo'aydin. That's the Gemara's question. Goes the Gemara back and forth, bottom line, so the Gemara, Ela Shachachum, V'chazru v'yizdu. They knew it. But this is one of the issues which was forgotten and was reconstituted later on in later generation. This is a Gemara in Megillah, in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph on the top. Comes along the Pnei Yeshua and asks Tzorech Iyun Godli. Doesn't understand? The Gemara says that there is a concept of Eila Mitzvah She'ena Novi Rashoi Chadash Ludova Me'ato, you're not allowed to be Mechadash anything, yet something which was already a halacha, and that halacha was forgotten or reconstituted, there's no problem. What's the Gemara's there? It's Eila, Gemara's the Kasha. Eila Mitzvah She'ena Novi, the Novi is not allowed to be Mechadash something new. So the Gemara, you know why Manzapach you could do? Because they were once, in time of the Luchas, in the real original Aleph base they were given, but yet, they were forgotten in a certain era, there was a blackout period that they were forgotten, and the Chazru Ve'yizdum were reconstituted thereafter. So steht in Gemara, that reconstitution of something that was established and was forgotten is no longer fall into the category of Eila Mitzvah She'ein Anovi Rashay L'Chadish Dova Me'ato. The Gemara in Tmura, when the Gemara tells us the story that the halachas were forgotten, so the Gemara comes along, Shloishes Alofim, the different girser of Yudah Mashmul said not 300 halachas, but 3,000 halachas, were forgotten in the Ebel Shel Moshe. Omu lo Yeshua Sh'al, Omu lo Bashamayimi. Omu lo le Shmuel Sh'al, Omu lo Em, Eila Mitzvahis She'ein Anovi Rashay L'Chadash Me'ato. There is different eras in Klal Yisrael where they're asking different Nevi'im to be Shayel, and the Rabbeinu Gershom says, Beruach HaKadosh. First they came to Yeshua, says, Sh'al, go ask Beruach HaKadosh. We can bring Torah down again. Once the Torah is sealed, signed, and confirmed, completed, no longer reneging of any new halacha in the Torah. Omar le Shmuel Hanavishal, they attempted again. Omar le Eila Mitzah Shena Novik Asher Lechadish Dover Ma'ato. Shteitach Klor in the Gemara, Frek the Pnei Yeshua. That even though Shmuel is trying to reconstitute the halacha that was once given, yet it still falls into the category of Eila Mitzah Shena Novik Asher Lechadish Dover Ma'ato. So what is the difference? Why Memve Samach Shebeluchas B'nei So Yoendim Man Tzapach Tzoyfim Amorum? There is a halacha that since those Isis were given ab initio together with the Torah and they were just forgotten, now to reconstitute them, chozlu v'isnum, there is no problem any longer. That's Gemara Teretz. And here, when Shmuel Anovi Ish'al, there is a halacha of Ein Anovi Rasher Lechadish Dorana. As I frek the Pnei Yeshua Tzorchi, and he says maybe it's different. Here is a Ruach HaKodesh, without Ruach HaKodesh, with Ruach HaKodesh, and so on and so forth. I think I'm going to tell you pshat. I said we'll learn history. Let's do it together. Shmuel was born 344 years after Moshe was nifter. Shmuel started becoming a Novi at the age of 39. Okay? So you have some 383 years from the Ptira of Moshe until Shmuel, the very same day that he becomes a Novi. 39. Azay shteitin b'ray sim perek in seder oilom rab. I don't understand it. The Gemara says that Osniel ben Kenaz was machzir befilpuloi all those halachas. I got news for you. Osniel ben Kenaz, who married the daughter of Kolev and Yeshua lived in the same era. If you learn Sefer Yeshua, Osniel ben Kenaz was the first Shefet. He lived approximately nearly 400 years before Shmuel HaNavi ever started becoming a Navi. And the Gemara states that Osniel ben Kenaz was machzir, reconstituted everything befil puloi. So, omelele Yeshua shal, I understand. Yeshua forgot him. He said, Yeshua, go back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ruach HaKadosh with the four, please bring him back. But omelele Shmuel, why in the world are they asking Shmuel again? Once there was halachas reconstituted by Osniel ben Kenaz in the prior era, 400 years earlier. What happened here? I would like to suggest there's a very, very interesting sugyas hagemara in Yuma Daf Pei. The Gemara says if somebody eats chalev bazman hazeh, somebody by mistake went and bought a piece of meat, a non-kosher meat, a piece of chalev, not kosher meat, a piece of chalev. Shteit Gemara, but he only ate half a kazayis. He didn't eat all kazayis. After half a kazayis, boom. Come tell him, oh, yeah, you know, what you ate now was not a shuman, but were the chalev. Okay, is, beis mashe, beis hamikdash kaya, kol dover shesdoinei kores veyesh boi maise, shigigoso yichatos kavua. So he has to bring a chatos, but there's no beis hamikdash. The Gemara says, you know what? When you eat chalev bazman hazeh, half a kazais, take your cellular phone, shrei batzeke. Once upon a time, they used to still do it on paper. But today, everybody writes himself a memorandum. Send yourself an email and write, I ate 15 gram sharp. Why? Shema yovo beizin ache v'yarbe beishiuri. Maybe a beizin will come, and remember beishiuri. The more comes along and says, either beizin will adjust and say, 10 gram is kazais, or the other way around, he ate 30 gram, and they will come and increase and say it's becoming 40 gram. So either a question of you will be chayev a korban because the shears of kazayis shrank, or vice versa, the shear of kazayis got greater, and without writing it down, you think you have to bring a korban, and thereafter, you'll be maybe chulun lazor. It doesn't make a difference, but the Gemara comes along and says that the shiurim are adjustable. And therefore, you must make yourself a note exactly how much you ate. Beis Hamikdash will be Nivne tomorrow, and the Beis Din will be Mechadash, new dimensions for Kazayis, for Revis, for Kesevis Hagaso, you must write it down in order to know if you are Mechuyev or you're not Mechuyev. Brings a little bit more a Braise. You know who Yavetz is? Rashi says it's a Sneel ben Kenaz. So the Gemara is a halacha that the Shiurim, who is the one who created a Shir of Kazayis? Who is the one who invented a Shir of Kasevah Sagasa, of Revis? So Rabbi Yochanan and Tanakhame hold that it's halacha l'moshe misina. Achayrim say, Beis Din shel Yaveitz Tiknu, that the Sneel ben Kenaz. For the more Akashe, Ve'atnan Eila Mitzvahs, Ve'oksiv Eila Mitzvahs, Shein Anovich Ashoi Chag Shdova Me'ato, Nochamo, Shochechu, Ve'chozru Ve'yistam. So we have a machlekes, clear machlekes in the Gemara, if this Din of Shiurim is Alochel Moshe Misinai, or Beis Din shel Yaveitz, comes along the Rav Mibrisk, the Brisker Rav, in his Sefer, and says, what is the machlekes? He says, as very well known, is spelled out clearly and precisely in the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Melachim, Lagabe Dedino Zokin Mamre, Shtei in Rambam, the Torah Shel Baal Peh is comprised of two different compartments. The first is Halacha L'Moshe Misina, as the Rambam states in the Akdamah to Pirush HaMishneh in Zeroim, the 3,878 Halacha L'Moshe Misina, which we'll give you a little bit more, Nisuch HaMayim Halacha L'Moshe Misina. There were around 38 and some hundred halachah l'moshe misina, given for Moshe, given weiter, weiter, weiter. Weiter, there is a second concept in Teresh Baal Peh, and that's Yud Gimel Midah Shatir Nidreshes Bohem. Chal v'chomer, anybody comes to daven early enough, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Yud Gimel Tel, Chal v'chomer, Binyanav, Zereshov, etc., etc., etc. Those are halachas which we learn in the whole Shas, that Chachmei Hador of the same generation, and through using the tools of Yud Gimel Midas, come along and make Gzeira Shava, Binyanavik, Havachem, and Lishlug, and go on and so forth. Says the Rambam, what is the difference in the halacha which is constituted via the channel called Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and via the channel called Yud Gimel Midas Shatrei Nidreshes Bem? Says the Rambam, if it's a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, it can never be tempered, it can never be machlekes. You can't. You don't understand the Kuta Kasha? A good nakasha, but nakasha stalt minisht. It goes weiter and weiter and weiter. And those halachas which were created via Yud Gimel Midah Shatrei Nidreshes Bohem, this is a halacha. Ein bezin yochel levatel divra bezin chaveril umken godel menu b'chokh b'minyan. If in the future generation come a bezin which is godoil, subject to the stipulations and the contingencies of the bezin mevatel bezin chaveril, it's changeable. Says the Rambam, anytime you find a machlekes, you should know it's not Halacha L'Moshe Misina. It's Yud Gimel Midas. Because it can't be a machlekes. We know Halacha L'Moshe Misina, yet there's a whole sugi in the second paragraph of Bakame. Machlekes, ayin, ahed, ahed, ayin. Those are the halachas which are forgotten. Says the Brisker like this. We have Shiurim Halacha L'Moshe Misina. Kazayis 30 gram Halacha L'Moshe Misina. Now, the Gemara says, Shachachu v'chazur v'yistam. There is a machlekes. Tanakama says it was never forgotten. But Achayim says, Shachachu v'chazur v'yistam. Says the Brisker, what is the difference? If it's a halacha l'moshe misina, kazayit 30 grand, it will never ever be tempered or changed. Because a halacha l'moshe misina cannot be, it's not interchangeable, it can be a bezin godel mimenu, it doesn't make a difference. But if bezin shayavitz, so what happened over here? Listen to this phenomenal phenomena. We had Halacha L'Moshe Misina, which was forgotten. Comes a Sneel ben Kenaz befilpuloi, and is machzirit exactly to the same matzav it was prior to the Shichicha. A Sneel ben Kenaz. But now, we have this Halacha L'Moshe Misina, and it was forgotten, and now it was reconstituted, not via Halacha L'Moshe Misina given from generation to generation, but yet there was a blackout period, a few hundred years, a few 50 years, 70 years, that was forgotten. And now Sneel ben Kenaz could mit adrei mit the finger and is able to reconstitute mitach pilpul. How do we look at this halacha right now? Is this halacha Halacha L'Moshe Misina because the chatchili was Halacha L'Moshe Misina, or no? Being that it was forgotten, Zog de Briskerov, The Gemara says that a case of chaylev, if somebody ate chaylev, has to write, it's only according to Achayim Bezin Shel Yavetz Tiknum. You know why? Because although the Shiurim L'chadchila were L'chalameshim Yisinei, once they were forgotten, there is no longer a chance of those Shiurim being reconstitution of L'chalameshim Yisinei. You can't reconstitute. You can get Madrei with the finger, or Sneel B'kedazich Zirom Mitoich Pilpuloi. He was Machzerin B'pilpul. But it's changeable. It's flexible, it's adjustable. And therefore, if another basin will come, God will say, hey guys, we recalculated and the gram, and Kazais is not 30 gram, but 10 gram, or vice versa, it's changeable. I think that what they asking Shmuel, Omgulele Shmuel Shalom, we asked the Kasha a very fantastic question. Why in the world is Shmuel have to be asked 383 years after Osniel ben Kenaz's Maximus Pilpule, what is the value added in this Sh'al? You look at the Rabbeinu Gershom and Tmur Rabbeinu Gershom says Sh'al Beruach HaKodesh. You know what? There is one exception to the rule. The difference between Gem Madrei mit a finger and between Sh'al Beruach HaKodesh is one iota. But it is a big difference. By being Maximus Mitoich Pilpuloi, you are reconstituting the halacha, but the validity of the halacha will only remain Yud Gimel Midah Shatran Idrashes Poem. And therefore you gotta get the new model of Samsung to write down how much exactly you ate because it's changeable. Shema Yavah Beis Nachriyama B'Shurim. If Shmuel would have exercised the option of asking Beruach HaKodesh, then the halacha would become again reignited as halacha l'moshe Sinai, because it's not mitoich pilpulei. Here it is given again from Ruach HaKodesh. It's re-given again, reconstituted again. Says Shmuel, you know what? This is Leib HaShemayim. This is Eila HaMitzah Shein HaNovik HaShoy L'Chadish Dor HaMe'ato. Because until now, Osniel was machzid halacha. All these halachas were reignited, but with a drain with a finger. You are asking me now to go ahead and give a shtempel and say I should go to the Kodesh Baruch Hu and ask him to re-mekabel the Torah against now in my time via the Vu and Ruach HaKodesh to give it a validity of becoming now a Kazayis, a PDF file, not a Word file. He can't touch it. Mem v'samach shebeluchas b'nei so yo'aimdim when the Gemara comes a little man sapach tzeifim amorum. Now, when they're reconstituted, the reconstituted pulpulei. There is no problem of Eila mitzvah shein anovir ashoy lechadish dover me'ato. You know why? Because when you machzir mitoich pulpulei, it's not called Eila mitzvah anymore. It's not a chiddush. You are reconstituting, but you're reconstituting via adrei mit a finger, not by Shmuel Hanovi. When Shmuel Hanovi is the one who is machzir beruach hakodesh, he tells him, Kindelach, I can't, I'm sorry. You want me to do, to give another authentication and reconstitute this halacha as a halacha l'moshe misila, it shall become from now on halacha mishiva untempered? Nechayach. Very, very phenomenal. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving, is being said by Yehoshua bin Nun, the very same Yehoshua bin Nun that caused Moshe Chalisha Sadas, forget the Torah. But says the Goyen, Adoini Moshe Kloim, because he says those words, he got a semi-kapore. And what is a semi-kapore? That whatever was forgotten was returned. Was returned by Osniel ben Kenaz. But you know what is the image of returning? The image is Kloim, is Oine Omein. It's a copy. It's a reconstituted version, but it doesn't have the same validity. By Moshe was Adoni, was B'pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ruach HaKodesh, Nevuah, and it was HaRuach HaMoshe MiSinai. By Yeshua, he was going from Chalisha Sadas. The Torah is forgotten now. It's reconstituted, but Kloim, it's Anias, it's Ki'ilu Mevorach. It looks the same, it tastes the same, it smells the same, but it's not the same, because right now, it's only Chazro Befilpule. You know, I see the previous speaker spoke about gematrias and about, so I can't change. Nag hamokim. Dikanta Shabbos v'tzisako ben eseyer shteitin abud ram. It's the aleph beis backwards. Tov, shin, reish. צביסו פירושם סידור נסחר וגם ווב אוהבים אי דבורי או דלת גדול או דימל בחורו בייז עוז א' The next five words is מסיני וצטבו ציבו פולה קרוי Says the Abu Dram, Nishmaina Vot, Rizal Bishibra, Egenetay. Misina in its tavu, mem, noon, tzivu, tzadik, poler, pei, karoi, mansapach. Those are the five additional double words of Tzeifim Amorim. I think it's fascinating that those words are merumas as Misina in its tavu, tzivu, poler, karoi. We're telling you that those words were in Sinai. But in Sinai they were given Karoi as Allah HaLamayshim in Sinai. Now we have him. It's Semai. It's Babua de Babua. It's an image. But it is now Chazar Hadavar Befilpule. Adoyini Moshe Koyim, what one man could do, damage you could do, the Musar Haskel for us, a damage one could do with saying a word, didn't you say about me a compliment? You lost it. And by going being mekaneh the other way around, maintaining Moshe Rabbeinu upper exclusivity above and beyond the other Nevi'im, you get it. You don't get it exactly, but you get it as Anias Omi. Good job.